Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. I want to thank our good friends over at YouFirstCreditUnion.com, new presenting sponsor of the Hans and Scotty Show. 65 years they've been a part of your community, and while their name may be changing, the commitment is not. Find out more at YouFirstCU.com. That is YouFirstCreditUnion.com.
So cool to have this partnership with them, and we've had it for a long time. It's just really fun to go through this transition with them, and it's a new, unique name change, but it's the same great service. And I love that they're branching out of my area too.
Yeah, down in Utah County.
They are. They're all over out there. And nice. They've got a nice new location in Eagle Mountain that's beautiful, and they got a really nice one there in Lehigh that's fantastic. So they're really getting out in all of our areas, and they take such great care of you. You know, they've got great cash in your hand opportunities that you can take advantage of, and they're just a local banker that does great things for you.
By the way, I was just texting a good friend of mine in the Utah High School Athletic Association. And this is a big day for high school athletics. In fact, if you're okay with it, I might throw them on coming up at 2:35 just for a quick conversation. Finally, do you know what has been borderline unwatchable for me is high school basketball. Not because there's not talent, not because there's not good players, but because there's no shot clock.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Today, it has been passed. You will get a shot clock in high school basketball.
Is that just in our state, or is that?
It's a state-by-state decision. Some states have them. Some states don't. Utah's kind of dragged their heels on it a little bit.
You know, it's a bad situation when that's the only publicity that high school basketball gets here in the state. That's it. And there was a time with the Lone Peak 4 or 5 or 24. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Lone Peak group of guys that.
Hey, don't forget about the Murray 2.
No, I will forget about
that. Don't you
forget
about
the Murray
2. That's
our good
friend
Britton right there.
Oh, is that Britt?
Jeff,
dude.
And Britt.
Don't forget about the Murray 2.
How many years?
Britton and Jeff.
How many years separated those two?
1 year separated.
Just
those
1 year?
The Murray 2?
Well, it was pretty much the Murray 1. It was Jeff.
Oh.
And then Britton was.
So it was the Murray 1.5?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, that's so good. I've never heard of the Murray 2. Thanks for setting me straight
because
on it.
Because it's never really been a thing until Lloyd just said it.
Oh, my gosh. The
state
lone
champs,
peak
man.
Five.
Yeah, they were great. People forget mid-90s Murray basketball.
96, I think, is when they won it against East.
Well, everybody was tired of that stupid shot clock thing. The thought that you could just run around and
well,
the ball
and you talk about the Lone Peak 3. Who was, was it Brighton that was playing Lone Peak
and kept it away from
him. And just got to midcourt, put the ball on the hip, and just sat there.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. They didn't want to be embarrassed, didn't want Lone Peak to run on them. It was somebody. I don't remember the specifics of it, but
for some reason, I want to say it was Brighton. But
well, this will stop that. Now the Lone Peak 28 could run right over your head. You can't do anything about it. You've got 8 seconds to shoot that thing.
Well, probably 35.
Whatever it is.
I don't know what the – I need to dig into this a little bit, but I just saw the tweet come out and texted
our high
by
school players and coaches, are they going to be excited about this?
Well, that's a good question.
Is this a joyous day?
I would – as a fan of the game, you have to be somewhat happy about it. But there's going to be – I mean, the thought was, well, the costs that are going to be involved to – each individual school is going to have to pay for it, and how much is that going to be? And you know, there's a lot of storylines that go into that. And so, you know, we'll talk. Our good buddy John Oglesby will join us coming up here in about 15 minutes.
It's probably intelligent to prep a a youth that's going to be playing inside of a shot clock, anything past high school. Like,
yeah,
probably best to prep them.
I remember our buddy Jerry Bovey, who's now at Utah State, used to be the director of the High School Athletic Association. And I'd complain all the time to him. And this was like 15 years ago about, like, come on, can we get a shot clock?
And he'd just ignore you?
No, he'd just be like, oh, we're working on it. And then wink and then walk away.
No, he wasn't. You had more important things.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Well, that's probably good news for most people. I can't imagine parents like to go and watch these games where things get really stagnant on one end of the court or the other. And a team's game plan encompasses setting up long-term plays.
When your game plan involves milking the clock like that, it's just, come on, it's not great. All right, Jazz in action tonight. They'll take on the Pistons.
Tomorrow.
Did I say tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow. Sorry.
That's because you're giving away the tickets.
I'm giving away the tickets. Tickets are going to be for tomorrow.
Yeah, and anybody that's judging Scotty for saying tonight, well, forget you. Don't call in for tickets.
Wow, you went like Fox Hollow on
it. Yeah, I did. I don't want anybody judging you over that. It happens all the time. I was just asking
you. We get to forget you.
I'm getting judged a lot by things I've said on the air recently.
Hey, I just want to have a – this is just you and I. No mics in front of us.
Okay.
So I asked you, you know, during your play calling duties, do you say things
that – scoot up to the mic a little bit more, please.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's no mics. No mics here.
I asked you during your play calling duties, like, do you say things and then you just can't get off of, like, you're hung up on it. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Absolutely.
Can I tell you the dumbest thing I did through the bowl season?
Oh.
I'm not perfect. In fact.
Breaking news, folks. Hans Olsen is not.
I'm far from perfect. So, you know, we'd had so much conversation about Arkansas State because, you know, Utah State goes out and gets a coach from Arkansas State, and we talked so much about him through the football season, and you know I studied about this guy and was shocked and very pleased by what he was able to do. But Arkansas State, it was always on my mind, like, geez, man, Arkansas State, you know. So we're in the third quarter of the Outback Bowl, and you got Arkansas, and I'm getting excited, and I can't remember what they did. And I said, Arkansas State with a huge turnover.
Boy.
Like, there are some things I think that are forgivable. Arkansas fans hearing
Arkansas State,
a national voice say Arkansas State.
Yeah.
It's been not the best.
Well, a team.
It was just.
A team out of the SEC getting compared to a team. Mistaken for a team in the Sun Belt.
Is that where it is? Is that where they currently are?
Yeah. Oh, good for you, man.
It wasn't. I
love it.
Man, it's still looming on me.
Yeah.
If you can't tell,
you know who's
wearing that weight heavy.
You know who's going to love that story? Blake Anderson's going to love that story.
Oh, I just feel so dumb. Like, I can't even tell you. And it's been hanging on me ever since. So, in full disclosure, since it's just you and I.
Yeah.
I did it twice. I typically am pretty good with things.
Yeah.
Typically.
No, you're great.
But for one reason or the other, so I don't know if I'll be asked back.
Oh, you'll be asked
back. Don't be that hard on yourself.
You did not
no,
get,
I really
did
don't
you
know.
Get, did you get any feedback on it at all?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
It's not like you
were they carrying.
Yeah.
Were they carrying the game in Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Okay, that could have been a problem.
Yeah, I've gotten some feedback
and
on that.
And that company you're doing it for, they love putting your Twitter account out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got some feedback. And
that's like an honest slip up, though. Like
it's total honest slip up.
You did it twice.
So
it's
I did.
Not like you said the B's manager's name. When you wrong,
oh, wow.
The wrong name.
What are you doing in front of his face?
In his front of his face. It's not like you did that.
Hey, there was a game.
Here's manager Doug Peterson.
Actually,
I don't even know who you're talking about.
There was a
Mike.
There was a game. Utah State was playing New Mexico, and I think 2 days before, 3 days before, they just played Fresno, And Fresno State and New Mexico had the same color scheme. They're red, white. Yep. You know, they look the same.
Yep.
And so I'm calling Fresno, or either way, vice versa. And I don't know why, kind of got stuck in my head because of the previous game. I kept saying Fresno instead of New Mexico. And I had.
Did you say you kept saying it?
Yeah, I said it. Times? Oh, yeah. I said it like two or three times. And I remember, who was it? Chris Jones, Ryland Jones' dad.
Yeah.
But he had no connection with Utah State. He's just down here in Salt Lake. He was the assistant at Utah, but was just listening to the game. And he kept saying, like, what? Do you know who you're playing right now? What is going on with you?
Oh, man. It's pretty mortifying.
Oh, there's nothing, because you are so, like, we say dumb stuff on the air here, and we can just, like,
and then it's just gone.
And Lloyd will replay it 8,000 times.
Oh, it'll never go.
For some reason, you make a mistake on the show, and you're like, okay, we'll have a good laugh about it, blah, ha, ha. But when it's like a game.
It's a broadcast.
And it hurts a little bit more. You're 100% right.
It was the Outback Bowl, man. Arkansas versus Penn State. And I said, Arkansas State. So the hardest thing about this, I did the game with Bill Roth. He's an ESPN personality, and he's very good at what he does. And he heard it instantly and kind of tapped my arm and mouth, Arkansas!
Well, geez, and I was like, he could have just pointed at it on the sheet.
No, I deserved – I mean, he could have – gone full on Coach Arian and smacked me upside the head, and I've been like, oh, I get it.
Or killed you on the air, like, I don't know if you know this, Hans, but we're actually, it's a game with Arkansas, not Arkansas State.
He could have done that.
We want to apologize to our good friends in Fayetteville listening right now. He'll do better, folks.
We'll learn him up. Yeah, he could have done that. Yeah, he totally could have done that. But
how about you just sit there and make your points in between plays, and I just won't listen to you?
Oh my gosh, man. I'm just, it is hanging on me like a 500 pound weight. I forgive myself about a lot of things.
Yeah. I think
Arkansas State, it's Arkansas, it's the Razorbacks, it's the SEC.
SEC and Sunbelt.
It's not the Big Sky.
It's the SEC, brother.
Arkansas State, you could go play in the Big Sky.
Arkansas State's closer to intramurals than Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas State with a big play against Penn State.
I wouldn't worry about it. It happens. Stuff happens.
Yeah, tell the Arkansasians that. They don't have a lot they don't have a lot of give in them.
You know who really enjoyed it was the Arkansas State fans.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
So I'm sure there's a good number of Arkansasians out there that are just fine with what happened.
People always say, and I know you get this too, like, oh, man, I hope you don't go take an ESPN job and go do something national. It's like.
No, I never get that. You get that.
No, you know, I kind of like being here.
It's kind of fun under the radar.
It is. You know, we slip a bit. You slip nationally, and it's like you hear it from your.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
there's a post on awfulannouncing.com. I mean, you're just ran through the ringer.
Anyways, man, I'm going to get through it. Other than that, it was a good call. It's sitting on me. I just hope that tonight when you're calling the game against Boise State, it's, you know, you're not saying Penn State.
Don't try to plant things. don't do that.
And here comes the Bengals, folks.
Now that would be on purpose.
I would do that on purpose.
Because my guy over here has no respect.
No respect at all for Boise State.
Is that that's up here?
It's in
the spectrum.
Logan, yeah.
Have you been back to the arena since you shamed him?
I have not. I'm not looking forward to that, though.
Because last time it wasn't the warmest of welcomes.
No, it was not. And then I got Rubel piling on me after they lost to Boise State.
About that.
Broadcaster of the year.
Yeah, by the way, winner. I have to go find the traveling trophy and go give it to Rubel.
Greg Rubes.
Congrats to Greg.
Walks away with the award.
Yep. They have a new rule. You can't win it in back-to-back years.
No.
That's true. They just changed that.
You gotta be kidding me. No. What's Wes Ruff going to do?
Why? Why would you do that?
He was the last back-to-back winner.
Oh, I think you're right, actually.
Yeah, I think I am right. I'm pretty sure. that he won it two or three times in a row, they probably were like, yeah, we got to spread the wealth a little bit.
Yeah.
Where are you, by the way, Scott?
Oh,
did
man.
Did you go to Boise last night, or what was the deal there?
The ultimate troll job. Rubes came on and just blasted our guy.
And that's Utah State. It just lost to Boise the night before.
Yeah.
Scotty didn't pick up on it, by the way. I said, did Rubes just...
Well, because you don't expect that from Rubes.
No, you don't.
He's like classic pro.
I'm telling you, that was drive-by. I didn't even see it. I didn't see it coming. He's such a good guy.
I never in a million years. Like, look, well, there's some people we bring on the air. Like, Frank Dolce comes on and you're ready to go.
Yeah, you know something's coming.
You're on edge. You know you've got to say everything clearly. You can't you can't accidentally make an innuendo or you'll hear about it for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Greg, you don't expect that from Greg.
No, afterwards, honestly, I felt like Lloyd Christmas when the old lady steals his box and he walks into his apartment and he falls down. He says, I didn't even see it coming. The old lady robbed me. I didn't see Greg Wrubell coming with that kind of heat.
No, that was...
What did he attack you for?
Just that Utah State had lost to Boise.
Yeah, and they had like a really good season.
Yeah, they were playing well.
Lost, huh?
So what was up last night?
Oh, was that last night? Oh, okay.
Where were you last night? How did that go?
I would see that from Mark Durant. Mark would do something like that.
Yes, you got to be on your toes.
And it would
be funny.
And by the way, in no way, shape, or form are we offended by it. We appreciate it.
Yes.
We respect it. I just didn't see that coming.
Yes.
He caught me flat-footed, too. I'm like, yeah, Greg, I'm in Boise, Utah State. I'm like, oh.
But congratulations to Greg.
Yeah, man. No, well-deserved.
He can't find a better guy.
One of the best dudes out there.
Can't find a better guy, but he will get you.
And by the way, he takes the top 60 and 60 so seriously.
Well,
he is a voter, and he does such a good job on that.
Over our 7 years, I would say that his 60 are in the top, easily in the top three as far as accuracy.
Yes. Yep. 100%.
And I've always appreciated his willingness to put any biases aside. There are guys whose 60 is in 60s we do protect because we want everybody to be able to put any paycheck that might have a name of a university behind them.
Yeah.
And be honest.
Yeah.
So we allow them to do that. This year, I believe there are a couple that we may just – if voters want to leave it open, we'll leave them open. But – I kind of like leaving them closed.
Yeah, there's some voters out there. I mean, that's what we say. Look, if you want to release your ballot, by all means, go for it.
I think Jake Hatch does that.
Yeah, Jake does. A lot of guys do. I think we need to bring back the fan vote again this year.
I do, too. I thought the fan vote was spectacular.
Yeah.
On the 60 and 60. And what did we play it we played it as three votes, didn't we?
I think we just did one vote.
Did we?
But we can alter that.
I thought we gave it kind of a heavy hand.
Well, that's the thing. This year, I mean, we're going to get KSL Sports involved.
Yeah. It's going to be big.
This thing's going to be a monster this
and
year.
And some of the names that we've got.
Oh, geez. Got the third leading tackler from Florida now playing for the University of Utah.
Well, you've got three returning quarterbacks, and I don't even know how you rank those three in the 60 and 60. I will tell you that I caught more hell on that top 10 re-ranking.
Oh, geez. That was the worst.
Than anything I've done in the last
I know.
10 years.
Yeah.
And I've done some really dumb things over the last 10 years on air.
You got way more heat for that than Arkansas State.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Uh-oh. Arkansas fans found you, huh?
Yeah, I'm just not happy with how that's all gone. But, you know, you live and you learn. I guess they're different. Did you know that? That they're different?
They're a little different out there.
Well.
They may only have four teeth, but they have phones.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
They're on Twitter.
You were going to say one branch, but.
When your family tree only has one branch.
They just are mean.
Oh.
Glad I don't do sports radio there.
All right, Hans and Scotty, Andrew Reinhardt joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. All right, real talk here. Valentine's Day is coming up. And if you're struggling with ED, you can have those issues in the rearview mirror by the time February 14th rolls around, correct?
Yeah, that's right. What's interesting is that the average guy does a few 10-minute sessions over 2 or 3 weeks. So this is pretty perfect timing, guys. If Valentine's Day gives you a little bit of anxiety, you maybe need to look at Wasatch Medical and our technology, the acoustic wave therapy, which opens up and regrows blood vessels. Time and time again here at our clinic, men tell us they do not want to take the pill. They hate the side effects. They hate the timing game. They just want things to work like it used to in the bedroom. That is what our technology does. And as far as I know, it's the only thing that treats the root cause problem of ED and restores normal spontaneity.
And it all begins with one phone call, 801-901-8000, and you'll have a chance to talk to a physician for free and see where you're at.
That's right. And you may come in, by the way, and decide you don't want to do treatments. No problem, zero obligation, but it starts with a call. The exam assessment and blood flow ultrasound with the doctor, it's free. The gift just for showing up that produces immediate results, you'll love it. And blood work and testosterone, if you feel like you have a need for that, that is free as well.
801-901-8000. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Jason Cole joining us, longtime veteran NFL reporter. The Chiefs and the Bucks both win big. The seven seeds haven't won yet. I'm sure they will at some point. The number two seeds have quarterbacks that everybody wants to watch, and the NFL wouldn't have made money if those guys had buys and were standing on the sidelines. So just deal with the expanded playoffs.
Yeah, pretty much. Networks are desperate for more live action, so give them what they want, take the money, and run. I hope they don't go to eight. I mean, look, seven's pushing it. It really is. I think you get into troubling areas where you have those years where you got 8 and 9 teams, or maybe even at some point a 7 and 10 team. That's really where I think you're hurting the integrity of your game if that starts to happen. But I still think that's going to be the exception. Other than that, yeah, deal with it. This is what you get from a money-making enterprise.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Good buddy, John Oglesby is going to join us coming up here in a minute from the Utah High School Athletic Association, Activities Association, excuse me. But before we chat with him, let's give away some tickets. Caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. Caller 12 and you, my friend, will have tickets to go see the Jazz in action tomorrow in the redemption game, the revenge game against the Detroit Pistons. 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE right here on the Zone Sports Network. Game tickets to every single home game we're giving away all year long.
And I think, well, I don't know. I don't want to speak for fans because fans live in a different realm. But I live for sports because sports is just pure entertainment for me.
Yeah.
And I know that that loss against Houston was gut-churning and disgusting for Jazz fans. There is entertainment value galore in those things. And I actually think stuff like that's going to spark fires. And I expect the Jazz to come out tomorrow night against the Pistons and do work, real work.
Well, they should.
And it's going to be an entertaining game. So call and get those tickets.
All right, joining us now from the Utah High School Activities Association, good friend of ours, John Oglesby, the assistant director. How are you, John?
Hey, John.
Scotty, Hans, always a pleasure to be on with you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Great to have you. Well, we're excited, and you came on short notice, and we appreciate that because this is a big story as finally, and a lot of us out there have been clamoring for this for years. The Utah High School basketball will now have a shot clock. This will start when, and how did this all come together?
Yeah, no, some great questions for sure. So we are going to start next year. So fans for a long time, and everybody listening is a basketball fan, and we're a basketball crazed state.
Yep.
And there's always been the question about when is the shot clock going to come to Utah high school basketball? And for a long time, the biggest thing that prevented it from even really being on the topic of discussion was the idea that you couldn't do it within the national rules. It just didn't allow for shot clock. Some states went out and did their own thing, but the state of Utah, as well as most of the states around the country, said we're going to follow the national rules, which did not allow for a shot clock. But then the script changed, and in the spring of 2021, the National Federation of State High School Associations, or the NFHS, their basketball rules committee, allowed states to then adopt a shot clock beginning in the 2022-2023 season. So in conjunction with our executive committee, as well as our board of trustees, which is made up of coaches and principals, superintendents, school board members from around the state, we put together a steering committee, gathered feedback, and found that there was a lot of interest from our schools to push forward with the shot clock. And so history today for Utah high school basketball, we'll have a shot clock next season.
How many coaches are going to hate you over this?
We haven't heard from them yet, so maybe don't send them to us right away. But, I think the vast majority of coaches are going to be excited about it. Good. I do think there are some coaches, and they shouldn't be discounted, that enjoy how hard you have to coach a team in order to play a style of basketball where it's very possession-oriented, mm-hmm. in terms of elongating your possessions. And I don't think those folks should be discounted, but clearly basketball fans, as well as the collegiate and the pro games, I mean, that's been a mainstay to have a shot clock. And I think fans and players and coaches just are clamoring for that more and more.
So I apologize. This came out in the middle of the show, so I have not seen a release. I don't know the details. So I'm going to ask you some dumb questions here. Is it 35 seconds?
35 seconds is what's in the national rules, and then it'll be the same for both boys and girls. That's
okay.
Part of the national rules as well.
That was my
and
next question.
In Utah, we have voted, the board voted today to have this for varsity, and then local schools as well as their regions will make a decision on if they want to have it for sub-varsity contests, but it will be an all-varsity contest starting next season.
As far as the costs of this, is that on each individual schools? Do you guys help out there, or how does that go?
Yeah, so local districts for our public schools, and then for charters, their individual school boards, and privates, their individual boards will look at the funding. That was why, Scotty, it was so important in our steering committee to have representatives from a lot of different groups, superintendents, school board members, principals, private and charter school representatives, so that cost was part of the discussion in adding this. And through that process and through those discussions, what came out of that is that the schools felt that this was an investment they were making in student athletes. And so that's why our governing boards made the decision to vote to add the shot clock starting next year.
Well, let's move into a sport that needs and deserves more attention, and that's wrestling. Can we add a fourth period and remove singlets?
Hans, I didn't agree to come on the show today answering wrestling questions. So I'm sorry, man. I can't help you. I'm not prepared on it.
Oh, man. I thought we could get into a little wrestling talk.
Oh, man. What do you want to swap out the singlets for?
I don't know. Just boxer shorts and go like MMA style. Go topless if you want, or you could throw on some type of shirt if you want. You know?
And there you go.
That's why I love listening to Hans. He's always an idea guy.
So is the singlets required wearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they are actually. And I was kind of surprised by that. I thought, oh, you got options, but nope, no options.
Because nothing chased me away more from wrestling. There were two things, the practice and then the singlet.
The singlet is not the best for the heavyweight class.
No, the bigger fellas, it's not the most flattering thing.
Middleweights are like, oh, yeah, I love the singlet. The heavyweights are like, dude, this is not cool, man. Not cool, especially the young ones. No, it's great. I love this change. I think it's a fantastic change. I really did want to ask you about COVID. How are you guys dealing? How are you managing through COVID? Are you feeling like there's going to be any upcoming delays from it?
You know, again, credit really goes out to our schools. And the message, Hans, from the beginning has been from our board of trustees and our partnership with superintendents and such around the state is to make those decisions really at the local control level, just because our state varies so much in terms of, you know, cases and different things. And so our schools have really done a great job of working with their local health departments as well as their local county governments and local city governments to make decisions that have been good for them. And that's really allowed us to be able to continue forward throughout the winter season.
Well, we appreciate it. Again, coming on short notice, in case you're just joining us, the shot clock will be in high school basketball starting next season. 35 seconds, boys and girls basketball at the varsity level. But this is a big day. This is something we wanted to see for a long, long time. No more, you know, milking the clock late in the game or even for an entire game. This was needed, and I'm glad to see it happen. Thanks, John. By the way, congratulations. Got the you and the missus got the little one coming here pretty soon?
We do. We're going to have a baby girl here in about 6-7 weeks. And so feel free. I know you two are both great dads. Feel free to text me any advice you have, because I need it for sure. But my wife's great, and God's been super good to us. And so thanks for saying that.
You're going to have the golf clubs in her hands here pretty soon, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, with a wife who's a former college golfer, that's definitely on the baby registry. So head and find us on Amazon if you're looking to get us something there. So
what Scotty and I'll do is we'll text you a list of things of where we made mistakes.
Yes, and there are a lot of them.
Also very valuable. So that's a good instruction. I really appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Hey, tell Rob hi for us, and again, congratulations on the day today.
Very cool.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. John Oglesby from the Utah High School Activities Association. Shot clock now in high school basketball. Very fired up for that.
No, that's great, man. It needed to happen. It's needed to happen for a long time.
Yes. All right. That's your sports roulette right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network, brought to you by Davis Vision. It's a new year. Let's get rid of those glasses of contacts. Call 801-253-3080. That's 801-253-3080, or check them out online at davisvisionmd.com. Final segment next right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is Unrivaled.
Guys are doing a hell of a job.
If you got to trade an offensive player, trade Boyan for Ben Simmons.
What are you going to get from Ben Simmons? 13.5 points.
We don't want whatever. You want defense.
Stop trying to convince me of something. One, won't happen, and two, I don't want to happen. Stop trying to convince me. I'm not going to do it.
That is unbelievable.
Catch Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network.
Well, I'm hoping that the tone of the show is, Jazz fans, don't panic. Don't panic.
No.
Don't get caught up in the wins and losses right now. I know losing to Houston is about as it can get. Houston's one of the worst teams, if not the worst team.
They can get a little worse tomorrow.
In the NBA. It could. But you're without Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell should be back, of course, tomorrow against Detroit. You would think.
I would think so.
So we'll kind of expect or anticipate that. But losing to Toronto, Pacers, the Pistons, Cavs, Lakers, and Houston, 6 out of last 7
Everybody
games.
Back!
No.
No. It's just like the Titanic, but it's full of bears!
Nobody panic.
Stop. No bears.
Bojan Bogdanović, 8 of 41 in that streak of losing. 8 of 41 from 3. That's 19% from Boyan. Boyan's going to figure it out. Jordan Clarkson.
Everybody pack! No,
Jordan Clarkson's 11 to 34.
Be better in there. What are you doing?
In that same stretch. 32%, which, you know, that's kind of in Jordan Clarkson's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It's not as bad. Just there's a couple little things that you got to figure out. And got to get Hassan Whiteside back. When teams like the Lakers want to go a little bit small and want to move Rudy out of the paint, and you've got to have options with guys like Rudy Gay and Hassan Whiteside. I'm not saying they're the end-all, be-all, but they were brought in to fill a role. You yep. need them to fill a role. And when we're watching bench players like Garrison Matthews go out for 23 points, and you've had a bench player in all six of those losses, you've had a bench player go for 16-plus. In all six of those losses.
And not household names.
No. No. Stanley Johnson, Garrison Matthews, Corey Joseph, I know Lance Stephenson's a household name, but not what? Since
2012.
12 when he blew into LeBron's ear. Yeah. And then you had Kevin Love, old yeah. man Love, put up 16 points yeah. on you off the bench when you were playing against the Cavs. So there's little hiccups. Don't panic.
Everybody panic!
Stop doing that, Lloyd.
You're not helping.
It's mid-January. This couldn't mean less to the team. The seeding doesn't mean a lot to the team. They've already learned that getting home court throughout isn't the most important thing. Yep. So,
all right, wrapping up the show. This has been a fun show today. Andrew Reinhardt's with us once again from Wasatch Medical. And, Andrew, for those of people out there that have been on the little blue pill suffering from ED, some people have been on it for decades, and the longer you're on it, the more you have to take, the worse the side effects get. You can get rid of all of that, Andrew, just by going to Wasatch Medical.
That's right. This is an important topic. ED has this ripple effect. Men know what I'm talking about. It affects things in the bedroom, of course, but overall life, happiness, it affects that too. And then when we get it fixed, it has an opposite ripple effect for the good. If you're ready to regain your love life, you should know about the acoustic wave therapy at Wasatch Medical. It's helped a lot of guys. It uses pressure waves to repair the blood vessels and improve circulation and do exactly what you said, get men off of the pill and back to normal function.
And it all begins with an opportunity to get some information, and you'll get that information for free just by calling 801-901-8000.
That's right. Give us a call. You'll meet with our doctor free. He'll do the exam and the blood flow ultrasound free. Zero obligation, by the way. A lot of men don't take the treatments, and that's totally fine with us. You'll get a gift that produces immediate results. And this part's quite valuable. Blood work and testosterone. If you feel like you have a need, that's free as well.
801-901-8000. Andrew, you're the best, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on today, guys.
You got it. 801-901-8000. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone, Unrivaled, coming up next.